Female athletes suffer 3 times more online abuse than their male counterparts, a 2019 study by Plan International found. Another study by Gender Equity Victoria found that journalists believed systemic sexism contributed to the lack of strong leadership on the issue of online abuse of women journalists. My guest today is journalist Kate O'Halloran, former sports writer and commissioning editor for The Guardian Australia. Kate holds a PhD in gender studies and is a former Victorian cricketer. Kate, given that online spaces are now an integral part of a journalist's workplace, can journalists control the narrative once they publish something in the public sphere?
Yeah, I guess, it's a really double-edged space to operate in, obviously. I think particularly for women and people who belong to other marginalised groups, because online, you know, I'm thinking of Twitter, for example, it's just a space that so many of us receive a lot of backlash, abuse, trolling, you name it. So it's unfortunate in a way that that is a part of our, you know, normalised workspace in a sense, because so many of us, I mean, me included, freelance, so we don't actually belong to a media organisation. So a lot of the capacity to actually respond to that kind of abuse and have a system and support system behind you disappears when you work independently.
Yeah.
Even though that is, you know, an expected part of your job, you don't just submit the article anymore. It's
just wash your hands of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
The recommendations from the Gender Equity Victoria and Plan International studies suggest that media organisations need internal reform in order to adequately protect journalists and sources from gendered abuse online. In your experience, is that correct? Is that something that is missing?
I was talking about the difficulties for freelancers, but it is hard for people in a workplace too, because I think that's just an implicit expectation of your role that, you know, anything you do write, you will then share on social media and in some way engage with, like, the audience response to that and the comments. Each organisation has to take a responsibility for addressing the issue. You know, I think if they're going to have subscribers, if they're going to have comments, you know, they benefit from that interaction with the article. You know, if you look at it in a really negative light, you know, sometimes they're trading off the hatred or the abuse or, you know, whatever's getting directed at the author. Or, you know, in fact, maybe the people in the piece, featured in the piece, you know, media organisations have a responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of their journalists, the people that they contract to write this stuff, and the people that they feature.
Both the GenVic and Plan International studies recommended the development of tools and technologies to help moderate and stop gendered abuse online. The online branch of the public broadcaster in the Netherlands, which is called NRK Beta, actually trialled a tool which made users pass a quiz before being allowed to comment on an article. That was to make sure that people had actually engaged with the content and to make people stop and think before commenting. Do you think tools like this could be useful, or do you think that just shutting down the comments altogether is the answer?
I know that was in the GenVic report, but I hadn't thought about it from that perspective per se, in the sense that people might just be leaving really quick and nasty comments without actually engaging with the content. Not that that surprises me, but
yes,
that's been what I've been fixated on per se. I think it could. I think part of the problem is that at the moment, and this happened with AFLW and the Herald Sun, which I obviously know about because I've been following so closely, but you know, they just decided to shut all the comments on any AFLW articles, which a lot of people thought was a good thing, but I don't think it was. I think it's kind of lazy. I think, you know, there are strategies you can put in place to moderate comments, to remove the ones that are abusive.
Kate O'Halloran, thank you so much for your time.